please can you please clarify the sixth, what you meant by concentration? Yes, I didn't understand the concentration. What do you mean by that? On the sixth, Anuruddha had to had seven thoughts, and the sixth was concentration. He said,
thoughts of the mind. Which one?
What?
Dhamma is for the ones who are concentrated, not for the ones who are not concentrated.
Meaning, for example, a person, you know, to be able to clearly understand the Dhamma, one, you must be focused on the Dhamma. Two, you must have concentration to be able to penetrate into Vipassana or even Samadhi. Right? So a person, so this speaks about a person's level of concentration that he should have. If you're not focused, if you're all over the place, if you're not clear what you want, if you are not clear about what Vipassana is, if you're not clear about what, whether you want to do Vipassana, then of course you will not get anywhere in Dhamma, and that is a sure sign that you're not in Dhamma as well. That is what it means.
We were talking about mana. This in the Atavisi Pirita, we give different attributes to the we reminisce the different attributes of different Buddhas, and when we come to Buddha Gautama, we say Gautama Sakya Pungo. So the Sakya, the what are we trying to, which attribute is actually connected with the Sakyas in there? It's because the Sakyas are supposed to be proud princes, and it's you know, the in Atavisi Pritha we start with Tannankaro Mahaviro and Medankaro Mahayasu, and we have different attributes, and for the our Buddha, I mean the last Buddha, we say Gautama Sakya Pungavo. It's how do you interpret that actually? By the way, I want to say that I'm asking these questions actually not because of the doubt of the Dhamma or anything, but just to get the interpretation of the learned the panel who are well versed in Dhamma actually. It's
Yeah, the thing is, although there are some chantings that are being chanted by the monks, but they are not all the words of the Buddha. So Atavisi Pirita is one of them. Yeah. It is being created later on by some scholarly monks. So that attribution is Gautama Sakya Pungawa. That means he is the leader. Right? Yeah, Sakyan clan. So it is not the word of the Buddha. So Buddha would not have said like that, but it's said by somebody else who, out of respect, right? Yes. There are some stanzas, chantings that are being chanted by the monks nowadays. Those are not all the words of the Buddha. But if you take those three suttas, Mangala Sutta, Karaniya Sutta, and Ratana Sutta, they are words of the Buddha. Sure. So I hope you don't have any doubt on them.
Yeah.
But these attributes are given to the Buddha out of respect by the monks. So you and me can make a chant in, if you know Pali very well. So you can give any attribute to the Buddha out of respect.
Yes.
So this is one of them. And do you know the exact meaning of that? Pungavo. Gava means the bull. Right? So anybody want to tell Buddha a bull? Yeah? So that is out of respect. Pungavo is the leading one. The leader. So Buddha always leads. Isn't it? So it is a quality of the Buddha. Buddha leads others. Buddha shows the path to the others to be followed. So that attribute is given with the idea that Buddha leads others. Pungavo. The leader leads the herd following him. I think...
It's a popular saying at the time of the Buddha. It's a little term
Yes, yeah, I see. Places, yeah, I just wanted to know which
ox leads the rest of the herd into the right direction.
Yes,
they all goes. They all go into the right direction. If the head goes in a wrong way, we call abhisaranai for the rest of the followers. So the Buddha leads them, the rest of the followers, in the right direction. So he is Pungau.
When was the Atavisibhrita first composed, actually?
We assume that during the time of Polonnaruwaira or something.
Oh,
like.
I see.
Yeah.
I would just like to say thank you to all the monks, the head monk and the resident monks, for this wonderful Dhamma Sabha. I think it's a real experience for all of us to come here and listen to such an exposition. The amount of research you all have done to make it available to us and to give us a greater understanding how challenging it is to go on this path, but the ability to go on the path. And when you take somebody like Venerable Anuruddha, despite his great skill and ability, how he had this mana, which I think all of us have to a great or lesser extent, and how he had to go to greater teachers to get it explained. And as Venerable Panya once said, you always need a teacher, you always need guidance. And the whole monks team today has given us have given us a great guidance. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I think.
We have been using the word ditti in different contexts. In this particular one, you said that ditti was under avijja is that?
No,
Michcha. Michcha, okay, Michcha, that. But ditti in general terms is actually vision, is it?
View,
yeah. But in this particular case, is slightly.
See.
Okay.
So the root of the word ditti start from das, D-A-S.
Yeah.
So that root means to see. All right. Then when Michcha comes, Michcha, it means wrong view.
Okay. So this one is Michcha ditti. Okay.
But in the context, if it is not modified with samma, usually it refers to negative.
Always refer to negative. Okay. Okay. That's the point actually. I want to clear. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I would like to thank all the venerables contributing today our discussion, and also our dayakas who attend the event. So I think we have given some understanding of Anuruddha and also the Dhamma. So may you all share these merits. May you all be well, happy and peaceful. May you have a successful life here and hereafter. May this understanding lead us to attain the Supreme Enlightenment, Nibbana. Thank you.